All right, so we have a special treat here today because Joey Bland, who joined me on the little podcast we do a couple of times last year, specifically to talk about Breaking Bad, is going to do that very same thing, but in person, here in my, I guess I'd call this the dining room.
I thought you were trying to think of whether they call it a house.
And then, oh, no, it's definitely a house. Yeah. I'm sure about that, but it's just, this is really, I don't know, there's kind of a wall. So just to provide some background, we mutually agreed not to watch the first two episodes of this season of Breaking Bad because I knew you'd be coming into town. I thought it might be a fun thing to do when you had a chance to watch the so far two episodes of the new season and then have a jaw session about Sam.
Down, record a podcast in the pizza box storage room.
It's starting to fill up. I might have to have an extension on the house. So, just, I guess, general thoughts about what we've seen so far, broad strokes.
We're two episodes in. I mean, the show maintains its momentum. I do think, and I've read this about about the show from people, that if you look back at the first season and then look at where it's come, it is pulpier now. It definitely goes in, like, I feel like the audience has bigger reactions to the show now in, like, I feel like the first season really held your feet to the fire. It still does, where the stakes remain high, and certainly the end of episode two is pretty uncomfortable to watch. But it felt maybe realer then. That's really not a negative criticism, I don't think. Now I think it's, you know, stuff is played for effect maybe more. That might be incorrect, but I do feel the phrase I kept reading was pulpier. And I wouldn't say that's incorrect.
I think that if there's one thing that jumps out at me about the first two episodes, and obviously it's a small sample size, not only has the focus of the show undeniably shifted, where a lot of the dramatic tension on the show in the earlier seasons was about how is Walt going to reconcile his home life with what he is now doing. And obviously since that cat has been out of the bag for over a season now, that aspect of the show has been de-emphasized. I mean, I think you saw the one scene at home early in episode one and then a couple of very short scenes with Skyler in episode two, just underscoring the fact that she's obviously not only checked out of the marriage mentally, but is legitimately, and she explicitly says this in episode one, she is scared of Walt. She realizes now completely what Walt has become and what he's capable of, and I think only now it has kind of settled in. And the other thing that goes hand in hand with that is just the Walt character obviously has had subtle changes over the first several seasons, but it seems like with his what appears to be a victory over Gus, he has just gone off in a whole new direction where he really feels like he is the king of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and beyond.
He's playing like the parody of what he could have been at the beginning, you know, the parody of what he was turning into in season one. And so I think when it plays, it plays scary, it plays shocking, and it also plays for laughs.
Yeah.
You know, there's several times where if he's asserting himself, it also is funny. And that humor's always been there. I think it's good because it set up, the season has already set up a lot of kind of detrimental possibilities for like for every character that we still care about. I think somewhere in this season cancer will have to come back. I assume it will have to. I think that's going to come back at some point because that's sort of the character that's been gone for a long time. And then other than that, I mean, there's a little mystery now inserted into some of the characters' backgrounds and some of the new characters as to who exactly they are.
Well, and I think it's easy to forget this because we just absorbed a lot of information, but, you know, the very first scene of the season premiere is obviously, it's a flash forward.
It's either the end of the series or it's the end of the half season that they're currently doing.
Exactly right. And, you know, I think we got a few hints from that segment that obviously something bad has happened. Walt is seeking retribution or something is about to go down. It's very bad. He also, you saw some signs of health issues. He's taking the pills. He's coughing.
Right.
And so on. And you and I talked about this last year, but one of the things upon which we agreed was that more than likely, if Walt does not survive the series, Jesse kills him or cancer kills him. It's either Jesse kills him, cancer kills him, or no one kills him. And that's those are the most likely outcomes.
Those seem to be the only... The other crazy dramatic one would be if Skylar killed him. I feel like that would be a strange dramatic stroke. Otherwise, it seems like it would be a letdown. But it wouldn't be impossible. It wouldn't be impossible that the new armament he's carrying in a trunk in the future, however deep into the future that is, and it can't, it's usually probably not far. This show never really jumps that far. That he may die in some kind of Bonnie and Clyde hail of gunfire with someone. And then I still feel like a real solid, I know I'd said this before in one of the podcasts, that I feel like a real powerful ending to the series would be a jump back to high school era Jesse and his teacher Walt having some loaded exchange in class. And I feel like that's kind of the scene we'll get after the dead bodies, that whatever carnage ends. And it's not impossible to me that it could end in Jesse, Mike, and Walt all dead.
Sure.
I mean, nobody there would be missed by the world at large.
I don't think there's anybody at this point in the series. I can say pretty safely that I don't think there is any character on the show who is safe. There's nobody on the show where I feel like...
Definitely not safe, yeah.
Right, where there's a less than 10% chance that character will die. And
I feel like there's comedy in store if Saul survives and we see get some hint that, well, he'll just move on to the next client. You know, it's like, well, all in a day's work. Because I'm rusty on this, but I think it's impressive about the show. The timeline of the action of the show from diagnosis after his car wash episode till present is not huge.
No, and you know, one thing I was thinking about, you and I are, we are big fans of the show, but we're not obsessive fans of the show.
No, and or else we'd know the answer to that.
And when he had this is my 52nd birthday, I immediately thought, there are a lot of people out there even,
right,
who will be able to place exactly when this event is happening.
That's right, yeah. Based on when, I mean, I assume it's within 2 years of his, I feel like we're still in the 2 year window of the action of the show. So it's not far, far, far away, obviously.
Unless, of course, the 52nd birthday was the made up birthday on his fake ID.
That's right. So he's just really he's really in character.
He's selling.
Covering everything. Otherwise, you have other thoughts about what we've seen?
The other general thought that I had about the shows that we watched were that there were parts of it, and certainly this comparison in other contexts has been made, but there were parts of it that really reminded me of The Shield, and the sense of, a lot of people have sort of compared the Walt and Jesse relationship a little bit to Vic Mackey and Shane, but that wasn't what struck me. What struck me was, and you remember this because I was a fan of The Shield from the get-go, so I was watching, you know, week to week to week, and you had not had the opportunity to see it. So when after the show was over, I gave you all the DVDs, you watched them all, you know, kind of in a row.
2 weeks.
Right. And so you got to see this happen very quickly. But one of the things about The Shield that you'll recall is that they just get more and more layers of potential problems that they're trying to get themselves out
of.
And watching this tonight, I felt like that's kind of where these guys are headed. The difference is that Walt, with his new cock of the walk persona, seems completely oblivious to all the risks. I mean, you were saying it during the show, but when they had the scene in the junkyard and they were testing the magnet, there's just like two random guys there, and you're just like, wow, now we brought in more unnecessary accomplices.
Lamont Sanford in the back, just having a good time.
Unnecessary accomplices into the loop. That's just, really so bad.
When the cops, go around looking for missing electromagnets, these two guys can be like, well, there was a couple of guys out here, you know, looking around. Do you think you'd recognize me if you saw him again? Probably. Look through these mugshots. There's Jesse.
All I can remember is they were like destroying laptops to test a magnet. I don't know if that helps, officer, but
I'm sorry. It was very destructive. I mean, I don't know how far you could even trust fake Kramer, you know, the owner of the junkyard as well.
Right.
I mean, he seems like he's a guy who's there's some element of him that's sort of that Mike idea of like, look, I didn't see nothing. And I keep my head down and that's the way business goes. But that guy doesn't seem rock solid like Mike does. I mean, I think for a second I thought it was fun. We had talked about like, well, if he takes out Gus, then what's the force behind Gus that then comes after him, you know? When it appears to possibly be the Germans, except the the furor that seemed to be coming quickly dispatched himself.
But in a very unusual way.
Yeah, I thought, is this guy going to be the next Gus Fring, you know, for a season or half a season? So I don't know. It seems like right now it's all the U.S. leftovers from Gus that are kind of the seem to be the real heavies. And what's going to be great about the show is I think it will end up playing out on some level. The actual drug aspect of it is going to end up playing as it should and as it obviously kind of has been telegraphed as Hank versus Walt.
Right.
So it's going to be a great moment. That'll be a great moment in the series when that realization comes down and whatever face off they have.
Right. You sort of get the idea, based on his behavior at the end of last season and the first two episodes of this season, that when he is eventually found out, that Walt will not really, he won't really deny anything. He will simply revel in it and say, you know, look in your face, Hank, look at what I've done.
He seems to be beyond apologies. I don't think he's going to have the kind of like Emmy winning moment that Jesse has when Jesse thinks like he almost killed Walt for no reason.
Right.
Like Jesse can look over the Rumba and be, and like have an actual breakdown. I feel like Walt is probably past that, which means we're probably wrong. And in the last episode, it'll just be like him trying to atone and whatever. But I don't see that at this point. It seems way too far.
To go back to one quick thing that we talked about last season, obviously part of Walt's recent metamorphosis has been the fact that he was ultimately the victor against Gus. But if you go back towards the end of last season, he also got much more aggressive. And, you know, something you and I talked about was there was that scene that was a little bit glossed over where he's at the dinner table and earlier in the, either that episode or maybe even the episode before. Yeah, it was a different episode. I think he had gone for a follow-up visit and not really much was said. And then it's just in passing, they address it at dinner and they say something like, "Walt, did you ever get the results back?" And he's like, "Oh, yeah, everything's fine, still in remission." Anyway, moving on.
Right.
And both of us had the same idea, which was maybe everything's really not fine at all. And he's now realizing, look, I've got a very limited clock here, and it doesn't really matter if I live or die. I just want to do as much as I can in the short amount of time I have. And boom. And that's kind of what's motivating him at this point.
Yeah. And you think about the New Hampshire scene at the beginning. He's got all his hair back.
Right.
And that means he's not in treatment.
Correct.
Which could mean one of two things. You know, you don't need treatment or forget it if it's this bad.
No. Correct.
More treatment and let's play ball. So yeah, that I wonder if we'll see, I assume we will see more of that time frame at some point. Maybe we won't, because I guess it didn't lead off the second episode. But yeah, I like where things are going. There's a lot of the Mike versus Walt is comedic and also is pretty heavy.
I think that I was a little bit concerned about it because I was like, as soon as Walt made that offer, I was like, well, eventually Mike's going to accept.
Of course.
And I was a little bit worried about how contrived that was going to be. I think they pulled it off, though. I mean, I think it was I think the audience wanted them to get to that point.
Right.
But there was also some heavy lifting to be done because the idea is, well, on paper, that's really, it's really implausible. And Mike, the previous episode, is ready to kill Walt on sight.
Right.
And now he's going to go into business with him. That doesn't make sense. But I felt like they certainly provided at least a plausible way to get us to that point. And I think right now, and just to kind of, you know, wrap this up, I think I'm excited about this season because I feel like the new business that they're going to have with those three guys all in the mix, it has the potential to be both great and then just go down in flames, both of which I think would be fun to watch and will be fun to watch. And I think that with Mike in the mix, this is the first time that these, you know, we talked about, but Jesse and Walt are pretty much clueless and have been clueless about a lot of different aspects of the business, you know, to great comic effect in a lot of cases. And now they've got the guy who is Mr. Professional and will know how to do all the things that they don't know how to do. But at the same time, there is that fuse of deep down he hates Walt's guts, and that is eventually gonna cause problems. So,
that's right.
Any other final thoughts on where we're headed? And
no, not really. I feel like based on season by season, there seems to have been one episode on average per season that they refer to sometimes as a bottle episode. That's like the one kind of closet, one scene, two characters for the whole episode. You know, as in like the Fly episode,
right?
After watching the interrogation of Mike It would be real cool if that were if it were Hank and Mike. There's no probably not a good chance of getting them in the room to get in together, but they're back and forth as two guys who kind of have an indomitable set of skills and attitude is pretty fun.
That was maybe my favorite scene of the first two episodes. It was very irresistible force and movable object confrontation. And, you know, one last thought on this. The development of Hank's character, we talked about this last year as well, but it's just funny that he was essentially just kind of a bravado comic relief guy early on in the series. And now he's like, oh, I'm an extremely competent law enforcement officer.
He's Columbo.
Right, I know.
Yeah. Yeah,
exactly. He's like, oh, just one more thing. Yeah. You know that $2 million you had in the
House
secret account?
And Columbo now. Yeah.
Well, that's about all I've got. We're two episodes in, looking forward to the rest of the season, and you know who knows where they're going to go. And I love the foreshadowing that they do. And one last question for you, and you may not know the answer to this. I've kind of lost track. I know there was at some point there was talk of doing one more season but splitting it in two, or maybe this is all one last season. Do you know at this point what the status is of
that? My understanding is that it's 2 8-episode half seasons. Because I think that they have wrapped this season, and I believe they go back into shooting in the fall. I read somewhere that they're supposed to go back to shooting in the fall, so I'm guessing there's more to shoot.
So there's going to be, this is going to be, you know, we're going to get 6 more episodes in this run, then a break, and they'll come back with the other 8.
That's my understanding.
The end of the series.
This wouldn't be hard to find out, but let's
if we had some kind of device that had access to
the most ignorant podcast, ill-researched. Yeah, but yeah, no, I think that's the case.
All right. Well, Joey, thanks for stopping by. Thanks for talking with me. And I'm sure we will talk at some point later in the season. Maybe at the end of this half season, we'll reconvene for some thoughts. All right, man. Thank you again.
You bet.